The move is in response to a recent audit that detailed several problems with the way the state handles IT projects. It also comes in the wake of several large information technology projects that went well over budget. Guidelines that passed the finance panel would force the state to come up with ways to quantify the success or failure of large, high-risk IT projects. Major contracts would also have to spell out where vendors would be responsible for picking up cost overruns. Lawmakers agreed on most of the changes, but Democrats blocked a plan that would have required the Department of Administration to report regularly to legislators on the status of IT projects. Republican Senator Luther Olson wanted that requirement because he said it's hard to get that information from agency heads.
And I'm not talking about the Doyle administration. I'm talking about any administration. We know whether it's a Democrat or Republican, they're very, very tentative on the information they give us on this stuff if things aren't going well.
Another change lawmakers approved would require agencies to justify paying for a custom-built computer system whenever they decide they don't want to use a standard off-the-shelf program. The state would also have to come up with a standard policy for any IT projects that cost more than $1 million. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.